dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And this is another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment as well. The other day, you heard about Renee Baker. She shared about her special effort when it comes to caroling and music. She passed along one of her dear friends, David Arnold. Now, David is an Emmy Award-winning photographer, and he's done some pretty amazing stuff. I was reading, and I thought, that is really cool. Welcome to The Mark White Show, David Arnold.
Mr. Mark, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, and you know, when we think about what it takes to produce, whether it be a TV series, a movie, other things that are out there, a lot of times we forget all the different roles that it takes to make it happen, whether it be photography or a director, somebody behind the scenes, all these different people who are helping to make the magic that we call television, and you're part of that.
I am, and it's the world of television production has been described as a military operation, and there are similarities to how it's organized and how many people come together and the command structure.
That is interesting to me, and when you think about your early days of wanting to be a photographer, when did this desire, this passion start with you of taking pictures?
Well, the story of how I got started is in my book, Help From Above. And I lived in a tiny town in rural Florida. So we had orange groves and hills and cow pastures. And I decided when I was in 10th grade, I read a book about a man named George Lucas, who also came from a small rural town, but in California. And his story of becoming a movie director and working in entertainment really struck a chord with me. And so I knew that that was something I wanted to do. But being a kid in rural Florida, I had no path to Hollywood. You know, George Lucas just came, you know, he just started making movies in California where he lived. I lived thousands of miles away and had literally no connection or any way to make my way in that world. But I just knew at that age that that's what I wanted to do. And so I started to look in the phone book, that's what we had back then, for any company that had anything to do with television or film. And if you were in the yellow pages and you had a phone listing as television or film production, I would come and visit you about every 2 weeks and I would offer to work for free.
How old were you when you were doing this, David?
I was not old enough to rent a car. I think I was 24.
Okay.
And so one of the companies that I used to visit every week, I would show up and I would say, hello, it's me, David Arnold. And I want to work for you guys and I can even work for free. And then you can decide if you want to have me around. And the guy at the front desk said, Dave, will you just quit coming around here? We have no use for you. He was trying to get rid of me. He said, all we do are helicopter cameras and you don't know anything about helicopter cameras. And I said, oh, okay, that's true. Yeah, okay. So I scratched him off my list. I said, well, I won't bother those guys again. And then the strangest thing happened. 3 weeks later, the vice president of that company called me and he said, well, Mr. Arnold, one of my guys is quitting. He said, and I could hire someone from Hollywood or from the New York movie business, But I keep hearing about this kid who keeps trying to work here, even though he doesn't have a job. And he said, why don't you come in and talk to me? So I said, oh, yeah, okay. So I came in and come to find out in this town of Melbourne, Florida, where there really wasn't much, you know, movie or film production, this company had been doing the helicopter shots for the World Series, for the Super Bowl, and for all of the biggest Hollywood movies. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'd love to work here, and this would be the best. And so he kind of looked at me, you know, kind of odd, like he just, I was like a puzzle he couldn't solve. And he said, all right. He said, you know what? I might hire someone from New York or Hollywood. I'll let you know in a couple of days what I decide. And so I went home and I thought, oh my goodness, I would love to work there for that company. And how do I show this vice president that I really want to work here? And he had made a comment while I was sitting in front of him. He said, the only thing, he said, you have no technical skills. There's no reason for us to hire you. But he said, the one thing that you have going for you is you seem hungry. Are you hungry? And he kind of stared at me kind of hard, like, what's your deal? And so now I'm back at home in my little apartment. And I thought, man, I'm so hungry, but how do I show him that? And when I took the trash out and dumped it into the dumpster at my apartment, I saw in the bottom of the dumpster the most perfect way to show him how hungry I was. And I literally dove into the dumpster head first, and I got my hands on an old work boot that someone had thrown away. And I brought it back to my apartment. I made a nice table setting with silverware and a nice plate. And I took a picture of myself cutting into that old greasy work boot like it was a sirloin steak. And in those days, we actually cut and pasted. So I cut the picture out and I pasted it onto a sheet of a typewriter paper. And I wrote him a letter. And I said, you asked if I was hungry. Here is my answer. And his marketing lady told me later, she said, the second he saw that picture of you eating your boot, you had the job.
Oh, that is awesome. Man, you've taught two lessons here. Perseverance, persistence, that's two very important lessons right off the bat, because you just decided that you were going to go out and reach out to these people, and eventually it paid off. And just imagine if you hadn't have made those stops and all the ones you had to take to find the right one.
Well, if I had done what most people do is they defeat themselves before they even go. Most people would convince themselves that there's no way they're going to give me a job. I'm not going to get near that. They'll never hire me to work on Super Bowl. They'll never hire me to work on a Steven Spielberg movie. I'm not good enough. And so they wouldn't even ask. And my attitude was kind of different. My attitude was, I don't care what you do. I want to do it for you. And I want to help you. And I'm going to just keep coming until you tell me to get lost. And the key to that story that I found out later on was that some of the guys who worked for the company had gotten a little grouchy and a little bit, you know, tired of all of the hours of travel, the frustration of the job. And once in a while, they were a little bit grouchy to deal with. And so unbeknownst to me, you know, these big bosses were sitting at this, you know, high tech company literally saying, man, if we just had a kid who wouldn't complain, that would be, we could teach them everything else.
Yes.
And so here I come every 2 weeks offering to work for free. And so that made them think of me, even though I wasn't qualified, it was my attitude that made them think of me when a position became open.
Let's take a quick break, David, but when we come back, let's talk about your book and let's talk about how people can connect with you and some of the things that you have participated in, because you shared how this amazing journey got started. But then we get into some of the activities you've been involved in, and it's quite a list. And I think it's pretty amazing that you can show the steps that you took to get to where you wanted to. And it doesn't matter what dream somebody has. It could be a person who wants to be a photographer. It could be another line of work or another effort. It starts with the same root of a passion and desire to do it. And if we're willing to put in the work and make the effort, that it can happen for us too. Will you stick with me?
Amen. You bet.
All right, buddy. We're talking to David Arnold right now. He's an Emmy Award-winning photographer. It's amazing that he's had the journey that he's had, and we're going to share some more about it when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. Down here, pimento cheese is pretty much its own food group. So when fans told Bojangles to bring back our legendary spread, we did them one better. And also fired up a gooey, golden, melty, molten, pourable pimento sauce. So now you can spread it thick across your favorite biscuit, pour it over seasoned fries, stir it into mac and cheese, or dip Supremes in it. Because with four ways to eat our pimento cheese, the recommended daily servings just became yes. It's bow time.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker and Gimden, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I hope you enjoyed the last segment, and we're gonna roll right into another one with David Arnold right now. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, David.
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. It's just a thrill for me to be talking to you and to your audience.
Hey, it's a great audience, and it's people who are ready, willing, and able to make a difference in the lives of others, and I really love it. When you can bring 26-some-odd thousand people together, and you want to make a difference in the lives of others, you want to be an encouragement to others, you want to inspire others, I think that's a pretty good group of people.
Well, it's a powerful thing. And you and I were talking about my book. I'm particularly thrilled that kids today can read my book of how I got started, because they might have some illusions to, if they look at my career and see that I've worked on Super Bowl and World Series, they might say, well, you know, Dave must just be the smartest, most talented, most gifted guy in the room. And the truth is, I literally was just someone that showed up on time. Even if I didn't work there, I would show up on time. I would be very nice to everybody and work really hard and not complain. And if you do those basic things, you literally can go anywhere in any career.
You know, and what you said is, as you said, basic. But it takes structure, and it takes the ability to be an organized person and ready to perform whenever somebody asks you to do it. And it does take self-discipline and self-control.
Well, and it's interesting. People ask me my favorite job. I've loved every job that I've ever had, from sweeping the floor to stocking shelves at Kmart to working on the World Series. To me, I love all of them. They're all interesting. I'm just happy to be there and helping people. And whether it's Kmart or the World Series, I'm going to show up on time. I'm going to do the absolute best that I can do. And like you said, hopefully make a positive difference for whoever comes before me that day.
Now, Renee had shared with me some of the programs that you have been doing the photography for. Name off some of those shows, if you can, that some people might be familiar with who are listening.
Sure. Pretty much I've worked for just about every television network in the world. I have flown over, I think, four different presidents, and I may be flying over President Trump in the next couple of weeks for an event that they're planning. I've worked for ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, even TMZ, MTV, National Geographic, Discovery Channel, BBC, and everything from live shows like BBC. Did Big Blue Live. So I was on a boat, literally sitting in my little chair with our gyro-stabilized camera as whales were leaping out of the ocean with their mouths full of anchovies. And I've done everything from Deadliest Catch. So for 16 years, when the crab boats on the Deadliest Catch are crashing through giant storm waves, there's a little tiny helicopter hovering next to them with a gyro-stabilized camera. And I'm in that helicopter, and we're filming the fishermen in the boat to tell the story for the TV audience. I've done Ice Road Truckers, Survivor, Amazing Race, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, just any genre of television I've pretty much done. And I've also worked on a few movies.
That is great, David. I'm tickled that you have had that career thus far with the effort that you put into it. And I hope that the message is an encouragement as people are listening to be inspired themselves, that they can do something when they really put their mind to it. And it may not be exactly what we expected in this life. We may think, oh, I want to do this, and we put ABC beside it and say, that's what I want to do. But it may turn out to be something else through our work and our effort, and it develops over time. And if we go with that flow, let it evolve into what it can become, then sometimes what we imagined can be so much better.
Well, and I've always brought to my work a very simple-minded philosophy of just doing the best I can, not complaining, and taking care of the people I work for. And I was really shocked when I worked on a few movies where our helicopter camera broke. One of them, one of the producers was bragging about me to people after we had made the film. And I was stunned by that. I thought, they were bragging about me, but we had all these problems and the camera broke and this and that happened. And the guy that was telling me the story, he said, Dave, you stayed up all night and worked on the equipment to make sure that it got fixed and was ready to work on the movie the next day. And he said, you didn't say a word to anyone. And he said, you didn't complain. And the producers know that everything breaks. But what they want to know is who can they have on their team who won't complain when stuff breaks, and who instead will pull out all the stops and work really, really hard to try and make sure that they get the best outcome possible, even when things are going wrong.
Well, it sounds to me like you might have a book somewhere there. tell us about your book, David.
So in Help From Above, I tell the story of my life, but also how I began to work on TV shows and movies. And a lot of what's in the book is just funny stories of mistakes I made. As I began to tell my stories, I realized that if I was going to be honest about most of my, you know, crazy adventures, that they generally started with me making a mistake, and usually a dumb mistake. And that was embarrassing to me because I'd never told anyone those stories. And I could have taken those stories to my grave, but I thought, you know what, I have to be honest and tell people what really happened. And in the process, I realized that that's really important for kids today to read those stories of my mess ups so that they have some sense of, oh, you don't have to be perfect to work on the World Series. You just have to be humble and hardworking and don't make the same mistake twice. If you do those things, there are people who will take you with them anywhere.
That's an amazing statement right there, David. And I want you to tell people how they can get your book. And I also would like for you to share how people can connect with you through social media or a website, however you'd like to.
Thank you so much. The books, it is a series of books called Help From Above. And there are two books now on Amazon from that series. And you can just look it up on Amazon using either Help From Above or my name, David Alan Arnold, A-L-A-N. And pretty much you can find me on any social media, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you just look up David Alan Arnold, you'll actually get to see on some of those inside the cockpit as we're flying next to the boats on The Deadliest Catch or flying over the beaches for Survivor.
David, I am so glad that you mentioned that you're now doing TikTok. I'm going to have to figure that out, but I felt like somewhere in there, I was reaching a new audience with the Mark White Show, and the very first thing I did was recognize a 99-year-old World War II veteran who was a POW during World War II and did a slideshow. So that's me right now, just the most basic, but I'm sure you have picked up on it a little bit and figured out what to do.
Well, it's good that you're doing that story because TikTok is mostly younger people.
I saw that.
and you won't find that kind of history and those kind of important stories in a lot of the content. So if you do something that's as unique as that, I think you'll find that a lot of people will be interested because, you know, of all the billion or so people on TikTok, you're the one guy that took the time to share that story on TikTok.
You just inspired me to keep on going because I was really blown away. I signed up. I was like, well, wait a minute. There's another side of this world that I have not seen before. I've been on Facebook.
No, they're all good. I love them all. Even the most restrictive social media I find is very powerful of how you can reach people and help people and ask for help. And TikTok is one of the biggest. So when I started, I would just post things and nobody would look at them because no one on TikTok knew who I was. But I just kept going. Within 6 months, I had 340,000 followers.
Oh, wow. Well, I may have to reach out and say, hey, David, I'm working on a TikTok here.
Yeah, look for me there because I love the energetic crowd on TikTok and I love the young people and how they're using social media. So I always learn from them. And I look at these, you know, 16 and 18 and 21-year-old kids who have 1.2 million followers. And I pay attention to how they do their videos on TikTok because it's really good stuff. And it's something that, you know, after 25 years of working in movies and television, even I can learn from them and how they do that. And TikTok, or you could choose your poison, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, they're very powerful because when I was a kid, the only thing we had were TV and movies. And you could not interact with the people on the movie or in the TV show. And today, you can watch someone on YouTube and write them a note, and they'll turn around and write back to you. and it's just such a powerful way to connect with people that we never had before social media.
Well, I've enjoyed this aspect of the conversation too, David. Maybe we've opened some people's eyes up, and I've been trying to do several different things to help reach an audience because I want people to know that the Mark White Show has a big umbrella and it's a big tent. And I want people that need help to reach out to the Mark White Show and find an audience there that's willing to help them. And we can make a difference Amen. Together. That's what it's all about.
these tools that we have today of social media, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, they're so powerful. I just did an interview with CBS News for a family that I've been helping to find their loved one who disappeared 2 weeks ago. CBS News found me on YouTube and called me and said, "Hey, Dave, we understand you're helping this family to reconnect with their loved one who disappeared 2 weeks ago." And he said, "Can I come out and do an interview with you?" And I said, "Absolutely." But that was a really powerful moment where traditional media had found out about the story and used social media to connect with the people who were already working on it. And they literally came here with their news camera and said, "Dave, just give us your YouTube links and we're going to include those in our broadcast tonight." So, you know, anyone who has a smartphone has the power to do that, to connect with people, to make pictures and video, to tell a story. And even traditional media now is using that to share stories, in this case, to help the family of a missing man get found.
That is amazing, David. And I do want that message to be heard by people, because I too have had people reach out through the Mark White Show from the media and ask, because when you're doing grassroots efforts like that, and that's exactly what that is, it's a person that's missing, the family needs help, they need somebody who can reach people, and you just offered a value, a tool that you have to be able to help that family, and that's as simple as it gets.
Well, it's just an incredible power today that we have. Anyone who has a smartphone, these are free apps that you can use to connect with millions of people. And you just never know when you might be the one person that can help them in a very unique way. And if you're available to them through Twitter or Instagram or TikTok or YouTube, that's a very powerful thing. And it's very meaningful that you can do stuff for people who otherwise would never meet you except on TikTok.
Well, David Arnold, I want to tell you, it has been a real pleasure to get to talk to you today, and I appreciate your insight and the messages that you've shared throughout this program. This is an interview that I hope will touch somebody out there and help to move them forward in whatever they're wanting to do with themselves. But man, you have a powerful message, David.
Well, thank you so much. It's a thrill for me to be on your show and to talk to you and your audience. I just love it.
You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much.
Folks, we've been talking to David Arnold. He has been sharing with us also about the Help From Above series that he has for his books. You can find that on Amazon. You can also connect with him through, as he said, his social media outlets, which would be YouTube and Facebook and TikTok. And go find David and follow him. I'm sure you'll be amazed by some of these things. And then also him using his social media as a community organizer, if you will, to help people around him. And I really appreciate that. I hope you'll tune in next time as we continue to talk to difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire others. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. Hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.